Hey, good morning. 184 Playhouse of the Morning. Celebrity Sizzler on the horizon. Also, it's Flush Format Friday. Your picks all morning long. We do have Pick Your Purse at 8:50 in a mailbag situation. Kind of a quick one from Playhouse family member Dylan. This says, Morning Playhouse. Looking for the parents of the Playhouse family to help me out with this. We have a baby on the way. Expected any day now. And I'm going to be in the delivery room. This is our first child. Mine as well. And I am petrified. I don't really know how to be a good support system in there because, frankly, I get queasy and kind of nervous around medical professionals, and I don't really know how to support her. And I'm just wondering, for moms or fathers that have been there, what am I supposed to do? How am I the most supportive? Is there anything I should do, not do, say, not say, bring, not bring? What do I do as the father-to-be in this situation to best help my wife? If you have any advice for him, by all means, I think that's a nice question. 237, it's text 35270.
Okay, you're nervous. How do you think your wife feels? She's the one that's going to be giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you she's nervous. I think you just be honest with her and you tell her, like, I'm going to be honest. I'm worried about when you go into labor and all that's taking place. What do you think would be a good way for me to support you? And she probably doesn't even know. She's never been there. So maybe just listen to what she has to say.
Yeah, there's I've definitely already some coming in, though, from the looks of it here. Why not even 40? Here's okay?
Yeah, so when I was in there, I was petrified as well. And all I did was I held my wife's hand, let her squeeze it until I felt like she was going to break it. And, yeah, you just have to be there for her. Do the best you can.
There you go.
Do the best you can.
Perfect. Hey, I think that's a simple, sweet, and just probably about the best advice we can ask for. Thank you so much, man.
You bet.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Anything else? 237, it's text 35270. Already popping as far as texts go. Jeez.
Yeah, somebody said, just do anything you can to support her. See what she needs. Someone else said, whatever you do, do not order any fried food or something with a strong smell. Your wife will probably get really angry with that.
We had one of our coworkers was saying they just went insane because he basically, like, her guy, like, sat back and turned up the volume on the TV and just, like, completely ignored the fact that anything was going on. I was like, probably don't do that. There's attentive comes to mind. The word attentive comes to mind.
Yeah, just anything she needs, make sure you can get it for her. And just listen to, I guess, whatever she asks for. Just try to be there to support her.
Anything else come to mind as far as he is first-time dad to a first-time mom? What should he be doing in that delivery room? Do's, don'ts, brings, don't bring, says, don't says. 237, it's text 35270. Bowling for Soup 1985. Flush the Format Friday, the Playhouse of the Morning on Y94. Playhouse, Y94. Got Playhouse family member Dylan basically being like, hey, first time dad here. First time dad, first time caller. No? Okay. Basically wondering what he's supposed to do in that role in the delivery room for his wife, who's going to be having her first kid, too. And she's like, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What am I supposed to do here? How do I be supportive? Hello?
Just probably, like, keep, like, a little flask hidden somewhere.
All right. Is that for her or for you?
I feel like it's obvious it has to be for the dad. That's not really supporting her because then she's going to be angry. She can't have any of it.
Yeah, probably. Probably. As far as texts go, what are we seeing?
Somebody said, do what she says. Don't ask too many questions during labor. Someone else said, please, please remind her to use the bathroom periodically and to eat if she can have water. I wasn't thinking straight, and my medical team never once asked me over 10 hours. So from when I was admitted to when baby was born, the pain was so bad I wasn't able to advocate for myself or think clearly. Somebody else said, as soon as she's allowed solid foods, ask what sounds the best to her and go get it or have it delivered as soon as possible. Hospital food can be pretty gross, even if you haven't eaten in 20 plus hours.
And what do you got for us? Hello.
With our gloves. I'm going to squeeze that hand pretty hard.
Okay, so just be prepared for that epic vice grip.
Yeah, I feel like that would probably hurt. I remember when my sister, the first time she was in labor and she was in such pain and everything, and my mom was just singing to her and like brushing her hair. And yeah, they have a weird relationship.
Okay, it got creepy, but okay.
Yeah, and so then I was like, how could you deal with that? Like, I don't think I would want anyone touching me.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, get away from me. Do not touch me. Someone else said, whatever you do, do not sleep or rest until she is able to sleep and rest first.
Yeah, you're laying there snoring.
Yeah.
Probably going to be a problem. Somebody said go to the bar.
Yeah, I got to get some drinks. But then I still think she's going to be like, where are you? I need you here with me.
Yeah, I think that might be under the don't column.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. I think we have time to squeeze in Dump 'Em or Date 'Em today before the Celebrity Sizzler and before Pick Your Purse, which, by the way, is at 8:50. Next chance at a beautiful free designer handbag. 8:50 this morning, also 9:50, 12:50, and 2:50. Sign up. Y94.com or text PURSE to 35270. Prince, Hit and Flush, Format Friday, Little Red Corvette, Y94.